Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Monday, April 15th. On today's show, 12 SA startups are selected for the latest Ingenie EdTech Accelerator, while Revolut backer Lakestar closes a $600 million fund to invest in European startups. Plus, metal recycling startup Runaya is ready to go public, according to its CEO. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with some exciting news for the South African startup scene. 12 South African startups have been selected for the second edition of the Ingenie MasterCard Foundation EdTech Fellowship in South Africa, which offers companies access to funding and other types of support. For more on this, we're joined now by our correspondent. This fellowship program is run by a nonprofit called Ingenie. What can you tell us about them and their mission?
Ingenie was founded in 2017 with the sole purpose of improving educational outcomes in sub-Saharan Africa. They are the only EdTech specialized accelerator in Africa, and their programs and research via the Ingenie think tank contribute towards increasing the quality, accessibility, and relevance of education in the region. Last year, Ingenie partnered with the MasterCard Foundation to launch this EdTech fellowship specifically for South Africa-based startups.
And what kind of support does this fellowship provide to the selected startups?
The initiative provides the startups with direct grant funding, product quality evaluation, intensive skill development, coaching, mentorship, bespoke market research, and market access. The selected ventures gain access to dedicated support from specialists in education innovation, fundraising, impact monitoring and evaluation, commerce, and more. They also get customized market research support from Ingenie's team of education innovation researchers, collaboration opportunities with experts, and networking and learning opportunities with key ecosystem contributors and industry experts.
Are there any other notable perks or benefits for the startups in this program?
Yes. The startups also gain access to a selection of courses and office hours from faculty members at the Human-Computer Interaction Institute at Carnegie Mellon University. Perhaps most significantly, they receive equity-free venture funding exceeding 1 million South African rand, which is about $52,000 US dollars.
Wow, that's a substantial amount of funding and support. Do we know anything about the specific startups that were selected for this cohort?
The 12 startups cover a wide range of areas within education technology. There's Book Village, an online tutoring platform for reading. eCubed offers free digital chat-based entrepreneurial learning and opportunities for teachers, learners, parents, and officials. Ecolabs Africa optimizes ICT infrastructure in township and rural schools by repurposing obsolete computer equipment. Finter uses games to teach children about money. Several others focus on teacher training, early childhood development, classroom management, coding and robotics education, and AI-powered multilingual learning.
It certainly sounds like an impactful group of startups. As South Africa's education sector navigates its numerous challenges, programs like this Ingenie MasterCard Foundation Fellowship seem poised to make a real difference by supporting these innovative ventures. Thank you for walking us through the details of this program and the selected startups, Abby. Shifting our focus to Europe now, Switzerland-based venture capital firm Lakestar has closed two new funds totaling around $600 million to invest in the next generation of European startups. The funds, called Lakestar Early V and Lakestar Growth, will focus on sectors like AI, digitalization, deep tech, healthcare, and fintech across Europe. For more, we're joined now by our startup correspondent. These new funds bring Lakestar's total assets under management to 2 billion euro. That's a significant amount of capital to deploy into European tech. What do you make of this fundraise?
It's certainly a vote of confidence in the European startup ecosystem, especially given the challenging market conditions and slowdown in venture funding that many regions are experiencing. Lakestar was able to attract capital from a diverse mix of investors, including sovereign wealth funds, family offices, fund of funds, and even some tech founders. Interestingly, over half of the capital for these new funds came from European investors, with the rest from Asia and the Middle East. That shows growing recognition that Europe is home to world-class innovation and entrepreneurial talent.
Lakestar is known for backing some prominent European startups like Revolut, Sender, and Builder.ai. Have they already started deploying capital from these new funds? What types of companies are they targeting?
Yes, the funds have already led investments in several early-stage startups across Europe. Some notable ones include Fuse Energy, an energy supplier platform in the UK, Swan, an embedded finance solution in France, Nelly, a German health tech company, and Colossian, an AI text-to-video technology platform. As you mentioned, the focus areas span AI, digitalization, deep tech, healthcare, and fintech. Lakestar believes these are critical sectors for Europe's technological sovereignty.
You brought up Europe's sovereignty. That seems to be a key theme that Lakestar is emphasizing with these funds. Why is that so important, and how does it relate to their investment strategy?
Lakestar's founder, Klaus Hommels, believes that nurturing homegrown technology and innovation is fundamental to Europe's prosperity and strength on the global stage. He sees world-class universities and research facilities across Europe that are at the forefront of key sectors like AI, healthcare, and deep tech. By investing in startups emerging from this ecosystem, Lakestar wants to help Europe secure its technological sovereignty and not be overly dependent on other regions. The firm even has partnerships with leading tech universities to stay plugged into cutting-edge developments. So in backing the next generation of European founders, Lakestar is really making a bet on the continent's long-term competitiveness and self-sufficiency in the industries of the future.
It will be interesting to watch how Lakestar puts this fresh capital to work and what new European tech stars emerge from their portfolio. Thank you for the insights and analysis. Shifting gears to another startup story, a metal recycling company founded by the sons of a Vedanta executive is gearing up for an initial public offering. Runaya says it has all the paperwork ready and is just waiting for the green light from its bankers. For more, we're joined by our startups correspondent, James. So what can you tell us about Runaya and its IPO plans?
Runaya was founded by Ananya Agarwal and his brother, the sons of Vedanta's executive vice chairman. The startup focuses on recovering metals like aluminum and zinc from industrial waste. They say they have invested about 300 crore rupees so far and plan to put in another 700 crore over the next year and a half to expand. In terms of the IPO, Agarwal says they have all the paperwork ready to go, but are waiting for their bankers to give them the go-ahead in terms of timing. They want to make sure market conditions are favorable.
And what is the scale of Runaya's current operations? How much waste are they processing, and what kind of revenue are they generating?
Well, Runaya says last fiscal year, they recycled over 57,000 metric tons of waste and produced about 24,000 tons of what they call green metal. They're expecting revenue to hit 1,200 crore rupees this fiscal year and 2,000 crore next year. That's up from 500 crore in fiscal 2024. And they have big ambitions to keep scaling up. The company wants to eventually process 5 million tons of waste per year.
That's an impressive trajectory. So, in addition to the IPO, what other plans does Runaya have in the works to keep growing the business?
One key area of focus is what they call green aluminum. This is aluminum they recover that has a very low carbon footprint. Agarwal says they are looking at additional products they can make with this eco-friendly aluminum, like aluminum powder often used in paints. So developing more sustainable products with their recycled metals seems to be a big part of the strategy going forward. In addition to just increasing the sheer volume of waste they process and metals they recover.
Thanks for the insights on that interesting startup, James. It's certainly one to watch, especially as the circular economy and more sustainable industrial practices gain traction. In other business news, Indian startups continue to raise funds at a steady pace, with 21 startups securing nearly $105 million last week. For more on this, we turn to our startup scene correspondent, Bella. Can you break down the key details from this recent funding activity?
Absolutely, David. The funding included 6 growth stage deals and 12 early stage deals. Notably, compliance automation platform Sprinto led the pack, raising $20 million. waste management firm Recycle, housing finance company Aviom HFC, cybersecurity startup Axio, and health tech firm 5C Network also had sizable raises of $13 million, $10 million, $6 million, and $3 million, respectively.
Interesting. And were there any geographic trends in terms of where these funded startups are based?
Yes, Bengaluru lived up to its reputation as India's Silicon Valley, with 8 of the funded startups headquartered there. Mumbai, Delhi NCR, Chennai, Kanpur, and Hyderabad also had startups that raised capital.
How does this recent activity compare to the overall startup funding environment in India lately? Are things holding steady despite global economic headwinds?
The pace does appear to be holding relatively steady, David. Just recently, around 30 early and growth stage Indian startups collectively raised nearly $173 million. So while the global economy and interest rates may be impacting the huge mega rounds, many Indian startups are still finding capital to fuel their growth, albeit in more modest amounts than the heady days of 2021. Investors seem to remain bullish on India's rapidly digitizing economy and rising consumer class.
Thanks for that context and analysis, Bella. Anything else catch your eye in this latest batch of startup investments?
One interesting theme is the diversity of sectors represented, from enterprise SaaS with Sprinto, to waste management with Recycle, to housing finance with Aviom. It shows the breadth of the Indian startup ecosystem now as it matures and innovates across many different industry verticals to address India-specific challenges and opportunities. We'll continue to monitor this vibrant space closely.
Thanks for those insights, Bella. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.